Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 14th, and this is Bobby Moss, Washington, D.C., Council 21 volunteer reporting. Today, United Management distributed their respective view as it relates to our negotiations for a joint contract. United believes there have been widespread misrepresentations on how we have reported on the lack of progress thus far. In their communication, they reference the two provisions we reached consensus on as minor, and others we've not yet reached agreement on as less critical. We maintain every single part of our contract is important and critical. Our Joint Negotiating Committee earlier today stated in the Our United newsletter, as you know, we continue to develop our proposals based on the interests of flight attendants from Continental, Micronesia, and United. When we receive counterproposals from management, we are trying to address their interests while staying true to your priorities and expectations expressed in our call for proposals and surveys. Remember, the best flight attendant contract in the world requires the structure and protection of contract language. Our JNC remains committed to negotiating a flight attendant contract based on the direction our combined memberships have made clear are our collective priorities. Congressman Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and Michael Grimm, a Republican from New York, are circulating a new bipartisan letter urging TSA Administrator John Pistole to abandon his plans to allow knives on planes. The letter tells TSA to listen to the clear message from aviation stakeholders, saying, the chorus of objections to TSA's misguided rule change from the Coalition of Flight Attendants Unions, Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, Coalition of Airline Pilots Association, American Federation of Government Employees, and FlyersRights.org, along with United Airlines, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and U.S. Airways, makes clear that permitting knives on planes for the first time since September 11th creates unnecessary risk for the traveling public and those who serve them at 30,000 feet. TSA Administrator Pistole could implement the policy changes as early as Memorial Day weekend, according to the Washington Post. The TSA's April 22nd announcement to delay implementation of the changes is merely a brief procedural delay. Please make a call to urge your representative to sign on to the No Knives Act, H.R. 1093, and the letter currently circulating by Congressmen Ed Markey and Michael Grimm. Our script on our website should be used today through May 15, 2013 only. Dial 202-224-3121 and ask the capital switchboard operator to connect you with your representative. Or go to www.house.gov to look up your congressional representative online. We have to fight to keep knives out of the cabin in every way possible. Your action today could make a difference. Please call your representative today. United recently announced that the first of their reconfigured A320s, now by the letters AS, entered service. The two significant changes are the reinstallation of two ovens in the aft galley and the removal of the drop-down video system. These changes impose additional duties on us. The 12 and first class, 138 in economy class capacity, FAA minimum remains at 3 flight attendants. Relocation of demo kits to under your jump seat. Removal of the drop-down video system will require we complete a live safety demo on all flights. Because management has not yet updated the announcement book, the safety announcement for the live demo from the FAOM should be used. And the preparation and serving of hot buy on board or Bob offerings. Ellen Saraceni, widow of Captain Victor Saraceni of United Flight 175, who died when his aircraft was hijacked into the World Trade Center on September 11th, has contacted President Obama. In her letter, she outlines the need for secondary cockpit barriers and cites CEO Smyzek as having ordered these critical safety barriers to be removed from the 787 aircraft before United accepted delivery. Mrs. Saraceni has been gaining support from Congress to enact legislation to require secondary barriers be installed on all aircraft. The need for this barrier is illustrated by the fact that there have been 10 attempted hijackings of airliners since 2007 and the possible reintroduction of knives into our aircraft cabins. AFA and ALPA support secondary cockpit barriers on all commercial aircraft. In our last Dear AFA, we introduced D1 or ONE campaign. The functions of this campaign are to facilitate face-to-face communication in support of the Joint Negotiating Committee to serve as a direct source for the latest news about our negotiations and to foster solidarity across our three groups of flight attendants. One stands for Our Negotiations Expert, who are flight attendants from all three subsidiaries and who have volunteered to serve by acting as go-to volunteers for negotiations news. Our negotiations experts can be identified by the ONE, O-N-E, tag, which hangs below their crew badge. Our MEC membership engagement and communications committees encourage you to take advantage of the knowledge and expertise of the ONEs by asking questions and get information from a reliable source. The company has designated June 25th, 2013 as Uniform Day One, meaning that this is the day we are to begin wearing our new uniforms. Some of our authorized alteration centers are very busy. If you are finding these centers are reporting they will be unable to complete the alterations in time for the cutover based on volume, please contact your local council office immediately. If you have not yet received core pieces, you should call CINTAS at 1-800-UNIFORM to make sure your order was recorded and is being processed. Also, we are aware that alteration certificates were not initially sent with all uniform items. The company is obligated by our contract to cover all costs necessary to properly fit the new uniform. If you are in need of additional alteration certificates, call CINTAS for assistance. Remember, the core pieces consist of the blazer, shirt, tie scarf, skirt, pants, belt, apron, and serving jacket. Other items like dresses, sweaters, aviator shirts are optional pieces and will not be required on June 25th. Such items may not be shipped by that time. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.